Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Nance Warnes of the two-time champion Kansas City Storm. Welcoming everyone to WFB Talk Continues, Blog Radio. I appreciate everybody that's joining me here on a holiday week. And I know that there's probably a lot of activities going on, and I know I've had some computer issues myself here this week, and I don't have my script for tonight. So we're going to go with what my best memory is, and I've got a borrowed computer here, and we'll see how we can do here. But I do appreciate everybody joining, because I know that this is probably a busy family week or coming off of the holidays. But I do have some things to share with you, some ideas and some thoughts as we come into our January workouts. I know that the Storm will be starting next Saturday, and I've been hearing from some of you guys that starting even earlier than that, earlier in the week, this coming week. So I think everybody's getting excited, and maybe we can put some of the drama that we've had here this fall in women's football behind us, and we can start concentrating on football. I was talking to somebody just this afternoon, and that's kind of what our sentiment was. We were kind of rehashing some of the developments over the last fall, and what a crazy, crazy time that was for us, and I think it's just going to get crazier. I think there's still there's the dust is settling, but I think there's still some more to be had here. So we'll see how that flares for women's football. But hopefully we can start focusing on preparing our ladies to play their seasons and our teams, and finalizing our recruiting. I know I've still got a little bit more to do. Still, I'm without a quarterback. My quarterback left town and is actually St. Louis bound. So the SLAM folks ought to know that. And still looking for a quarterback, but got some good linemen out of the deal. And I think I talked last week about some of my new rookies just in general as far as the stories that they bring. And that's one thing I want to kick off the show with tonight is a little bit of a reiteration of that, but an invitation to share some more of those stories. And I want to put this out on the chat board. And I kind of like just to put it out there as a good news kind of story. You know, we've been through a lot here, women's tackle football this fall. And like I said, I think it's the dust is still not settling. I think there's still going to be some drama in our overall organizations and the leagues and some of the things that are going on. And as we try to focus on, we'll do what we can to focus on getting the teams ready to play and having a good season. Everybody needs to have a good season this year. It might be good to kind of reflect back on, you know, really why we are here. This was the topic of the show last week was are we really here for the players? Are we remembering why we're doing all this? And I think I talked about a new acquaintance of mine that had reached out to me that I have had just wonderful conversations with here recently about the players, and are we losing focus on the players? And I tell you what, this guy is every other word out of his mouth is the players this, the players that, and what do they think? And he needs to check with the players. And it was just very reassuring and reaffirmed to me that I was on the right track and my head was in the right place, as I've had a lot of frustrations myself here this fall with folks that don't appear to be on that same page. So I'm going to put that out there on the chat board, and I want it to invite everyone to share with everyone their maybe their rookie stories, you know, the stories behind the player. And it may be rookies. Obviously, those were the ones that I brought up last week. They may be veterans, too. And just kind of, it'd be great, I think, for everybody to read that and to kind of ground ourselves again that we're here for the players, and there's some neat things going on out there. And we need to kind of go past, try to get past some of the ulterior motives and other things that are going on and commotion. And focus on the players, and try to remember that there's there's real people in those helmets and so forth. And I'll just give you a couple of ideas again from last time and get you thinking about it, and then I want you guys to all put out your own stories. I have a rookie this year that has known about the storm for some time, and she had left the area due to the military service, and she's back in the area and is a two-time cancer survivor. And she's just completed, within the last few months, her second round of cancer or treatment for cancer, and seems to be coming out of it. And she is really looking to live life to the fullest. And she's got great plans about climbing a mountain and doing other things. And one of them is she wants to play football, and she's playing for the Storm. And she's really, really excited about it. She came out to the fall workouts. She's not in really good shape, but you can tell she's very athletic. You can tell that she has played sports, and she certainly can do the skill positions depending on where coach ends up putting her. But we need to work on her stamina and her conditioning, which I think is certainly understandable given some of the recent treatment that she's been through. But that's just one story that the Storm has this year, where you kind of get frustrated with some of the commotion that goes on. But when you really think about why you're doing this, and the hours and the hours and hours and the dollars and dollars and dollars that you spend, and you have a story like that, it really does help invigorate you and give you some energy and focus, and gets the season off on the right foot. And so I'm going to put that out there, and I want you guys to be thinking about who on your team might be a good story. You don't have to mention names or even be too specific if you think it might embarrass somebody. But I think if we all had seen some of those stories and shared those, it will help us, kind of remember what we're doing here and get the season off on the right track. So I'm going to invite you guys for that. Here's another story that I wanted to share also, that the cancer survivor obviously is a big one. We've got another player that her father played for the Chiefs and has since just died. He's no longer with us. And she's got some memories about that, and I think that she kind of would like to just play for his memory. And that was something that came out just in the last couple weeks. I don't think I mentioned that the last time we had a show. And so that was, I thought that was pretty interesting. And that'd be neat to see, because he had no sons. He has three daughters. One of them will be playing for the Storm this year. And he's deceased over the last, I think, just in the last 4 or 5 years. And so it'll be, I think, neat for the family to see, his offspring playing football. So again, some neat stories, and I want us to kind of share those and kind of help us all remain grounded with really where we need to keep our focus and look past some of the commotion that we've had as women's tackle football has gone through here this last fall. That being said, I do have a follow-up item from last time. I think that we talked, I had thrown out something about one time having a governing body. I said that, the football doesn't have that. Women's football doesn't have that, and maybe that would be a good thing. And Randall Fields of the WSFL responded quickly after that show and said that that is being worked on, that the there is a governing body that's being established, and it had been worked on for about 2 months at that time. And so I invite him onto the show to talk about that. He wants to do that. He hasn't been able to do that yet. He would like to do that after the holidays. So I think I talked about that last time. I have reached out to the IWSL and the WFA because I was very interested in that work. I didn't realize that was being done. As it turns out, they are not aware or haven't indicated that they are aware of any type of governing body that they've or the establishment of a governing body that they have been aware of. And so we're going to be anxious to hear who Randall's working with on that and what kind of work has been done. By the time he gets onto the show, I imagine there'll be about 3 months worth of work that will be able to be presented or at least talked about. And so that will be interesting to hear that, what the thoughts are there and the progress is being made. And I think I'll try to also have representatives from the IWFL and the WFA on that show also. Obviously, those are major stakeholders, and a little surprised that they aren't involved already, but would certainly encourage them, whatever work is being done in that space, that we include as many people as possible. The more ideas and people that you include, the better something's going to be. And I think we saw that, actually another good example that we saw of that here recently with the United Football Association, I think, that was recently announced on the chat board. I know Dion talked about this also on Monday. And I don't want to spend a lot of time because I think he covered it pretty well. There were some 60 posts, I think Dion said. So because of the interest, he felt it was important to address that announcement. And unfortunately, the announcement, I think, wasn't very well received. And I think if we just kind of step back and reposture that posting, it might make a little more sense. And we might be able to get past some of the obvious shortcomings of that. You know, that there was an announcement made that there was going to be something called the United Football Association, I believe it was, and it's essentially a set of folks that came from Randall Fields from the WSFL that are going to put on a tournament or a set of tournaments, maybe just a tournament, it sounded like, and they announced a prize. They announced some outcomes as far as the championship prizes and so forth and even location for it, but not a lot of other detail. And I think a lot of the postings that came from that were people asking for further information, you know, that it was something that was put out there. There's a lot of ambiguity, a lot of questions, a lot of things not answered. And so I think they're being worked on. And so there was a lot of frustration, I think, you could tell in those postings, the frustration that said, what is this? And you know, isn't ready for, and it's not going to work, et cetera. And those may all be true, but we don't know because we don't have enough information. And so as much as that announcement or that posting looked like an announcement of something that was, you know, solid and in place, you know, we need to understand, at least my understanding now is that as I look through that, is it's really not in place. It's an idea. And so if we read through those, the announcement with the background or with the understanding that this isn't really an announcement, this really isn't something that's, you know, baked yet, maybe it's half-baked, it's an idea. Somebody put an idea out there, and it maybe took a format that that might make it look as if it was a little bit more formal, but in reality, you know, there's a lot of questions and the acknowledgement from Randall and some of his folks that are working on with him, that they don't have the answers, but they're going to come up with those and they're going to send those out later. And so as much as frustration as that was, I think if we just take a step back, you know, let them work on their ideas some more, they certainly got a lot of ideas and feedback from that, from those postings. And so that's, you know, that's a good thing. You've given a lot of feedback, and hopefully they'll take that and come up with a true product offering, a true tournament structure that, you know, makes sense and people can understand, and it, you know, it appears that the financials are correct and make sense and so forth. And so let's not beat them up too bad. You know, it's an idea. They threw it out there. It might look like it was a little bit more than I did. And I think, you know, we all agree that it was something that needs some more work, and they've acknowledged that. So they're off and they're doing that. My frustration is a little bit disappointment that some of the communication from that camp was a little bit maybe harsh, you know. You guys can go back and read it. Somebody puts their work out there, and it is tough sometimes to get feedback. And I think we all should just be a little bit more receptive, and that folks are giving you feedback, and they're just trying to make things better or understand, and it's not necessarily taking a shot at you personally or anybody personally, but it's just, you know, it's put out there, and you know, the good news is it's put out there publicly, and so that was open up the door for feedback, but then don't shoot the messenger, you know, don't be upset with the feedback. Take the feedback. You know, there might be some merit to the idea. I think Dion had a lot of concerns about that. It sounded like it may be making the sport a 12-month sport, and, you know, we just don't know how viable that is. And we ask a lot of the women now to pull off these seasons. A lot of them have started in the fall doing practices and tryouts and aiding in those. And then a lot of the teams will start their normal practice schedule here in January, and we'll play through the end of June. That's, you know, 6 to 9 months already. And if we're tacking on, I think Deanne was concerned about tacking on yet another, even though it'd be optional, how many people will take advantage of that 3 months they have off to play some more in a tournament type structure, which of course costs more money. It appears that it's going to cost more money. There's an entry fee. There wasn't any real comments around who was renting the fields and the officials for all of the games in the tournament. But you have to assume that there's going to be more than just the $500 cost to enter the tournament. And then of course travel and where are the games going to be, and just a lot of questions, and those were all in the chat there, so you can go back and look at those. But I think, you know, I'm not encouraging you to look at those. I guess I wanted to highlight at tonight's show that it was a significant announcement that garnered a lot of feedback, and it's probably maybe not really an announcement that was maybe quite ready. Basically, it sounds like there's some interest in organizing a tournament in the off season, and so I think they just kind of put that out there. I think if you've got comments, you should give them comments, and as they kind of develop the idea more, we'll see what comes out. There may be something there that your team would want to take advantage of, and if so, then that's great, and. And if not, then it's obviously very optional. So, but anyway, the reason I had brought that up is Dion had talked about that. It garnered a lot of feedback and activity on the board, so it was worth mentioning. But Dion had some good other observations in his show, and he talked about the players. I know the last few programs I've really kind of beat up on the leagues and some other things, but you know, the players and the instability of women's football was something that Dion kind of hit on this topic, and I guess I wanted to comment on that too as we come into the season. If there's any players out there listening, you know, what role you've got in growing this sport and stabilizing the sport. Obviously, there's just a lot of instability right now, or there probably always has been. And some of that has to do with the players and how quick the players are to move and to quit and to disrupt the teams. I think there's, you know, we talked about drama, I think, on one of my earlier shows, and I think we see that a lot on the boards, and I think we've all kind of experienced it and got our own stories. But as we come into the next season, you know, as a player, you know, I wonder if you guys should think about our role in building the sport and stabilizing the sport and what how we act when things don't go well or we're not happy. Dion talked about how fluid some of the players are amongst the teams. And, you know, that's fine. But he says it doesn't really have to do much with the teams. It has to do with where their friends are or a lot of other different factors. And it was an interesting comment that he made that the players do tend to be fairly fluid and flighty, maybe, I think is what he said. And when a group of friends want to move, they tend to move in groups, and it can be very disruptive. And so as a founder, I hate to use the word owner because we all know kind of what the connotation of what an owner is and what the reality of what that means here in our little industry of women's tackle football. I like to use the word founder. But as founders, it really stunts investment, I think. I'm thinking of a team right now that the owner coach that invested a lot in his team. And it was a fairly new team, but a very successful team. It was a split off from another team, very successful on the field. I know he made significant investment in the team, and that the team isn't going to play this year. They're going to try to come back next year, but could not withstand, you know, what set of issues plagued that. It seemed to have plagued that team in the off season, that the players he lost enough players to another team that he's not able to continue, and that's really disheartening for a lot of reasons. But I do know that he made a significant investment, and since so many of us have, and when we see those things happen, it really stunts. I know it's certainly stunted my appetite for investing a lot in the team, not knowing, you know, you invest a lot in your players, not knowing if they're loyal, if they're just going to go someplace else the next year, if they're going to, you know, a lot of times they just retire and that's just part of what happens. But because of the instability of within the player ranks, I think that plays into, you know, some of the other instabilities that we have within women's tackle football. And it stunts investment, and so then that hurts overall growth and so forth. So that's probably worth a little bit more of a discussion. That was all I was going to say on that tonight. But it kind of a little bit of a word of warning or just observation. You know, we all play a role in the stability and the growth of this sport, and whether it be owners, coaches, players. And we should all recognize that and recognize our actions and if they're helping to stabilize and grow the sport, or if they are deterring from that, and really what it is that we want to do. You know, as far as how the mark that we want to make. And it was a kind of eye-opening. I guess that's something I was kind of new in the back of my mind, but I hadn't really thought about until Dion, he articulated it pretty well on Monday. It does stunt the investment, and I think it hurts our sponsors. You know, we talk a lot about where we get sponsors and the fact that because of the instability, you know, that we haven't been able to secure the big national sponsors that we all would like to have and we think are necessary to really take this to the next level, and that's just not going to happen with the teams the way they are, and the teams don't blame the owners and the coaches. There's certainly responsibility there, but there's also responsibility in the player ranks, and so we all need to. I guess I just wanted to. I know I beat up on the leagues here recently, and certainly can take responsibility as a founder of a team. And I guess I just want to reiterate, as we come into next season, that the players, you play a big role also. I mean, it's all about you, and I've talked about that the last show, and again at the beginning of this show, is that it is all about you, and there's a lot of people that work very hard at long hours, and they put on a lot of their own personal money. And I know you guys all do too. As a player, I have paid the fees and done the fundraising too. So everybody has a lot of investment in it, and we just need to be wise about how we kind of protect that and think about the next people that are coming through. And, you know, this is bigger and better than it's been ever, right? We have more teams now than we ever have, and that's because, you know, some people pay dues. You know, if you're a rookie or a one-year player, if you haven't been around 10 years, then you are a recipient of somebody else's investment into women's football. You know, unless you started one of the first teams and have gone with it since then, probably most of the people on this call and that will listen to this call and that are on the chat boards and that are in this sport inherited a certain amount of infrastructure, knowledge, et cetera, from somebody else's blood, sweat, and tears that came before you. And so recognize that. Recognize that there are some things in place before you got involved, and you are a recipient and a benefactor of that. And so try to leave the sport a little bit better than when you joined. You know, try to be a contributor and not a detractor as we go into 2011 and try to get past some of our commotion this past fall. Everybody plays a role in building this and making it better for the next time and making it better for the people that will come and the players that will come after us. So that's what I got a chat here. Forget about loyalty. What about being polite? That group of women should have stayed. Yeah, I know, and it's I don't know what happened there with that team. I just know that it was a very strong team. I know that the on the field, and I know that the coach owner made a significant financial investment, and of course, you know, the time also, and where do the players go? They're, you know, they don't have that. They don't recognize that, or they don't care, and they take. So. As we wind down the show tonight, that's kind of what I'd like the New Year's resolutions to be is to, as we go through the sport, don't be a detractor, be a contributor, leave the sport better than when you joined it, and do what you can to help stabilize and make it better for the next group coming through. So that's what I had as we're nearing the end here. I guess I didn't do too bad without my notes. I had a computer failure over the week, and I've just kind of been lost, but I think I'm going to get the data off of that and get back here online here about a part of the week, get some things organized for the Kansas City Storm as they're going to kick off their season, but their official workouts next Saturday. I know a lot of you guys are in the same boat, so good luck to everyone as they come back from the holidays and start doing their sprints. Working off all the turkey and the cranberry sauce and the Christmas cookies that we all probably partaked in over the long holiday. And we'll see how the players do. That's all I had for tonight. So I want to thank you all for joining. I know that it's a busy holiday season. And we will be back next week at the same time. And this is good night now for Nance Wernis for WFB Talk Continues.